little mama. You know, you think it's hell, you know what I'm saying?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
One in the books, two to go. It's the second hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday in the big city. Nick, hour number two, songs pre-2009 about greed and leaving like Garrett Cole did. I did in the break verify with Lance Zierlein. He's not salty or hot or mad that we brought that discussion up. El Jefe is the only one trying to stir it up. And Jeef, when you're in the middle of this, these kind of discussions and trying to get Lance engaged, especially when he's busy and then he gets a little bit irritated, make sure you point out we didn't kill him. We just brought the discussion up.
Yeah, people will go back and be like, oh, they killed you. No, no, we didn't.
Yeah, there's a lot of tattlers amongst loyalties to shows on this station, which is very odd. But the fact that you listen and you guys all support the station is a very good thing. So we'll just leave it where that lies. All right?
Okay.
Before we get into anything else, because normally I do these kind of later in the hour, I'm going to get this one out of the way right away. 12 days of Christmas going on, as we continue to tell you. And Courtney from our station has been good about on social media doing videos to tell you what's coming up. Today, ESPN 97.5 celebrating Christmas early with our 12 days of Christmas. All day we're giving away UFC Jones versus Reyes tickets. Those are going to be sought after. So, caller number 15, 713-780-3776. Caller 15, 713-780-ESPN. You get a pair of tickets to see the thrilling World Championship fights at the Toyota Center February the 8th. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day today, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And for tickets to the show, if you don't win them, head to toyotacenter.com. Good luck. There you go.
Good luck.
So, what did you want to talk about before the break?
Sorry. Word. That's what I was supposed to do, right?
You hacked it up. It's just like when you read text. So what did you want to get to? Your time person of the year.
Yeah. I found this on Co-Ed, but Time's 2019 person of the year.
Okay.
Is the 16-year-old Swedish kid Greta Thunberg, who is a climate change activist. They said that her speech that went viral and that moved people, she's been very active this year. The weird two things. Mm-hmm. So the speech was the following. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction. And all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? Now, that speech went viral in 2018. This is Time's 2019 person of the year. So she's been very active all year, though. But just to point out, the speech she made in 2018, but apparently she's done a lot this year. My thought when I see this is, boy, it's all downhill from here. What? If you get person of the year when you're 16.
Oh, no.
Your life is done. Like, stop trying. No, stop trying. You're never going to be any better than you are right now.
It can motivate you and catapult you to bigger and better things.
What's better than the person of the... Do you know how many persons there are on this planet?
Yeah.
And you are the best person out of all of us?
But here's the thing when you're getting all fired up for the best person.
You're done.
Sometimes
16. You've lived your best life.
No, it's now over. You've created more exposure for yourself.
No
take
way.
It to another level, a higher platform, and keep going.
What's higher than the best person on the planet?
The fact that you're making a difference by using that best person on the planet.
She already made a difference with her speech.
No, it's not enough.
You don't,
never enough, Barry. Don't you know that by now?
I'm just like, wow, you peaked at 16. Most people, when they peak at 16, it's like, oh, yeah, I was the quarterback on the, A team in football in seventh grade. Or I was the, I guess when you're 16, you're in high school, but... That's it. If you peaked at 16, oh boy, you know how much pressure is on her now for going to school? She can't go to community college. You can't be Times Person of the Year and be getting C's and D's in college. This is bad. This is bad for this little girl. I feel bad for her.
Seriously?
Yeah, I
do. She's getting so much love in pub, and she's loving life right now. She's not thinking about the downside that you're creating for her. There is no black cloud right now. It's rainbows and sunshine for her. In a green environment, of course.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I point that out.
Rainbows and sunshine because of global warming.
Mm-hmm. Al Gore on line one.
Listen, she's probably living it up. She's like Miss America, right? It's like you're living it up for that year. Do you remember? What does Miss America do? Other than Robin Givens, wasn't she Miss America? No. Who was the...
Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams.
And then she went into the naughty world of nude pictures and penthouse.
I didn't mind that at all, by the way.
She's a pretty lady. She married Rick Fox for a while.
Yeah, I didn't mind that at all. Yeah. When she got naked, I was good with that. Mm-hmm. But you're the time person of the year for a year, so that's cool. You can hang your hat on that and you can do some things. But then... That's it. We move on.
No, you parlay that into if you want to go to college, you know, you get accepted to a big-time university who jumps on board and says, because of that, we want to have you here. Maybe it's a scholarship as well. At the same time, maybe some people take notice that are deep into the politics of the issues that you're very passionate about, and they open some doors for you to get more involved so that you can actually take your platform and utilize it and do some more things and get some more results. And then she continues to go. It doesn't have to go downhill. You want to go back to the Daryl Morey Luno thing?
None of that.
You're assuming she's going to get strung out on drugs because she got the attention too quickly, she's going to live under an overpass for the rest of her life.
She's like Macaulay Culkin. Like, this is it,
man.
All you know. Well, God forbid if Michael Jackson was still alive, she really would be ruined, probably. But could you imagine though? You know, the only thing worse would to be her sibling. Be like, oh,
that would be bad.
How was your week? Oh, I learned how to write my name in cursive. I'm a badass. Really? I was Time's Person of the Year. You're a loser, Sarah. You 9-year-old loser. You're over there writing your name in cursive. No one cares, Sarah. I'm Time's Person of the Year. Obviously, I'm mom's favorite. Suck it, bitch.
I was like, going to say.
That's exactly what's happening.
9-year-old loser.
Yeah.
So beautiful. I was letting you finish that statement. I was going to like, now all you need to do now is just finish it with the two Barry-isms and it's over. And you brought suck it, bitch, right up before I had to do it. It's perfect.
You're a 9-year-old loser.
Yeah.
Suck it, bitch.
Suck it, bitch. Now pass the mashed potatoes.
I would totally do that to my sister. In a heartbeat, I would do that. You're a loser. Suck it, bitch. I'm dad's favorite.
Pass the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Look. Beauty, bitch, yeah. You don't think at Christmas or Thanksgiving that I'm not like, yeah, well, our show was number one in the ratings. What'd y'all do this month? Ha! I'm dad's favorite. Yeah, kiss my ass, Angie. That's how it goes. Yeah, I'm totally bragging. Especially if you're Time's Person of the Year.
That's pretty big time, though.
There's no one bigger
than you. But I'm telling you.
You're the best person on the planet. You're literally, time is saying, you're the best of what we all should be. You're the best human being ever. You're not throwing that up to your little sister? You loser. Oh, you made the A-team in volleyball. No one cares, Sarah. No one cares.
About the A-team or volleyball?
Either.
Okay. Asking
especially that.
Asking for a friend on a bot.
I did a round-off in tumbling class. Go away. Yeah, I'm surprised you're not already up for adoption. I'm way better than you.
I'm telling you, man. If you're smart enough to be Time's Person of the Year, you're smart enough to figure out how you parlay winning that award into bigger and better things.
Yeah.
You're not going to live.
We'll see.
Carrying a trash bag.
The Sports Person of the Year was
Megan Rapinoe.
Megan Rapinoe. And I saw this. Their entertainer of the year, mm-hmm. Nick's favorite, Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Yeah, entertainer of the year.
I'm a big fan of Lizzo.
And then
she needs a big fan for that.
Yeah, she did. Big fanny.
Yeah, she's got a big fanny, is right.
And then CEO of Disney, Bob Iger.
Iger, yeah.
Was business person of the year.
Which probably gets into Nick's Disney Plus and ESPN Plus and all that. And then Lizzo's a plus. So you got all the pluses right there.
Yeah, Nick, that's 3 for 4 for you on that list, right? You got Disney Plus. You got Lizzo.
Plus.
And women's soccer. You love all three of those. Okay, maybe not.
Maybe not.
I'm sorry, what were y'all saying?
No, it's fine.
No, you're good. We're
good. We're just,
reaction was better that way.
Just go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
I was just listening to you call the 9-year-old girl a B-word. That's all.
Oh, now you're going to say B-word?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you got morals and scruples?
He does. I would never call a child.
Time's Person of the Year. You're a loser, Sarah. You 9-year-old loser. I'm Time's Person of the Year. Obviously, I'm mom's favorite. Suck it, bitch.
There's the next promo for The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. That's encourage people to listen on a daily basis.
All right, maybe I got a little out of pocket on that.
I just saw his facial expressions, and I knew that's exactly how he was going to react to it. You were like, yeah, maybe I went too far.
I really, you know what's going to be crazy if Greta has a sister named Sarah? That's going to, because I was just, you know, spitballing. Just having a little,
bitch.
Just having a little fun. Oh, I hope Greta doesn't have any.
Oh, I do. I think Nick and I can firmly announce we both hope that she has a sister.
Do you think Greta has a wiki page already?
Yeah.
But you have to, right?
For sure.
It's got her parents listed and her grandparents. Olaf Thunberg.
No.
Wow, her grandparents is Olaf Thunberg?
Well, that's an old person's name for sure.
Boy. That guy sounds like he could chop down a tree with two swings.
That's an old German name, right?
Sweden.
Okay.
Swedish.
What the hell is this?
ABBA?
Boy.
Wow, you went ABBA?
Wow.
They were hot back in the day.
I didn't think it was Slim Pickens. It ain't back in the day anymore, Chief.
They were hot back in the day?
Like in the 60s? Was it 60s or 70s?
If Kaja Gugu is also on your list, it's over, bro. Never do this again.
But I do have
You got Roxette, right? You're just going to say it's a memorial?
This is probably my
24 Roxette songs.
Sorry. I don't think we get a, I think there are that many.
Second best song on my list right here.
This is
ABBA? I can't wait for number one.
Where was this on the Billboard back in the day?
No clue.
Not on the Billboard back in the day.
I would disagree.
By the way, I don't see a wiki page for Greta.
Really?
How are you going to be Times Person of the Year? You're not even good enough to have a wiki page. Scram, loser. Point. Get out of here, loser.
Yeah, go ahead. Call her. Just finish it off. Call her one more time.
Nope. I'm done.
Yeah, so are we. At least for the time being. We're going to go to break. It's The Usual Suspect, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're rolling through hour number two. 3-hour show. Usual Suspects. Nick, if this isn't number one on your list and you're referring to another song, you're an idiot. It's a great song.
There might be another song that's better than this.
Might? You just said ABBA was number two. No matter what ABBA song you picked, that's already just a blasphemously bad statement.
I mean, I put Destiny's Child Bills
over... Was that pre-2009?
Over the OJs, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Bills?
Can you pay my bills?
Bills?
Hey, we got to give congratulations to Raheel for winning the charity game, right?
The Movember thing?
No, they had the Texans charity thing.
He wins it every year, doesn't he?
I don't know, but he teamed up with KHOU, apparently.
And we never get invited to that. And I even said to him last year I wanted to play.
Well, he was on KHOU's team. I don't know how that happened. But
they're probably better at football than they are at news.
Wow. Well, he scored the winning touchdown, but it looked like some lady, I don't know who she was and what team she played for, but it looked like she grabbed his hog on the way into the end zone. I was like, wow, really?
She went
for the flag, and I think he juked her. She ended up with a handful of Raheel junk. He still had the
check that he got for winning last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He probably tried to cash it at the bank. The big check that they give you, he goes in there.
Yeah, that's it. Seriously, that big-ass check has been sitting in his cube for a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you can't cash the big checks.
Don't they do like the MVP where they move it on to somebody else and try to share the wealth?
I don't know.
Wow. I know he's friends with Brandy Smith of KHOU, so that might have been how that happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Brandy's a good girl. She's friends with Lisa.
Oh, okay. Well, then she's okay.
So then she's okay with us, right? Yeah.
I'm way off track.
Yeah, what are you doing?
There's just not a lot of sports today. Let's be real.
That's not true.
What is there? You want to talk Rockets Cavs, don't you, for an hour?
No. I mean, I do notice the fact that the Rockets, there are stories out there that are saying the Rockets are interested in trading for Robert Covington, but it would be a 4-for-1, 5-for-1 deal. Then why make it? Why would you even print that as a legit rumor? I get it. Gerson Rosas used to be with the Rockets. Now he's the president of basketball for the Timberwolves. But Robert Covington, who you discovered, who you brought through your G League team, who you had on your roster for a while and let walk away, signed a massive deal with Philly a few years ago. So to get him back and to say that a roster that we're already looking at saying they could use some role players, they could use some help, instead of trying to add several pieces or keep the pieces you have and add someone else, like we said in the buyout market or otherwise, you're looking to give up 4 or 5 of those pieces just to get Robert Covington?
Yeah, that seems excessive.
Yeah.
But you
wanted a bigger guy, but I said a 3-and-D guy. He fits 3-and-D,
yeah,
but not at that price.
No, and then where's your depth? Where's your...
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
So let's just let them keep trying. I mean, look, and give Daryl credit from the standpoint is every year he's been the general manager of the Rockets, he's made at least one deal. Now, I don't know how many draft picks he has left to be able to make a deal with picks, but there could be a deal to be had. And, of course, there's also the buyout market. So let's hope that this isn't the final roster that we're going to see when the Rockets come playoff time.
I hope not.
Right.
I certainly hope not.
I will say this. I watched a little NBA hoop last night, but there was some funny stuff in a game you wouldn't have otherwise expected it. The Hawks were playing the Heat last night, okay?
Okay.
A minute to play, Trae Young goes in for a basket. So Atlanta's up 6 with a minute to play, makes the basket, it's over. Starts voicing, it's over. Lipping it, yelling it, doing the whole waving of the arms like it's over.
Yeah,
so it's over. Well, Jimmy Butler heard that. Trae Young didn't think anything of it. 22 straight points later and in overtime when the Heat came back to win, Jimmy Butler made sure that he teamed up. Yep, Trae Young sure was right as he could be, because guess what? It was over. We were going to win this game, to which Trae Young had to do the emojis of, oops.
Wow. Yeah.
And that was pretty interesting, because Atlanta, who, again, they're a bad team. I don't think you should be talking mess anyway. And
did
I
you
get
see
it.
How mad he is? He wants help. He's saying he needs help in Atlanta.
Is that right?
Yeah. Trae Young came out and said, I need
Chandler
help.
Parsons isn't enough?
And Atlanta said, we're going to get you help.
And Vince Carter's not enough?
I guess not.
Half man, half dead, I told you. He's not half man, half amazing anymore. He's half man, half dead.
Well,
he's like 50.
Very nice.
But, I mean, look, Atlanta's doing what they're on the rebuild program. So I think you just got to take your best player and sit him down and go, look, this isn't going to be forever, but just like the Astros did with the 300 lost seasons. Sometimes you got to take your lumps if you're going to jump back into the fray as a contender or a better team at someday, and that's what they're doing.
And the Heat's a good team. I wouldn't go trying to trash talk.
The Heat's a team, too, that if they're one of the teams that's able to procure a Chris Paul, they suddenly become serious business in the East.
Are they the biggest surprise to you so far?
Absolutely.
The Heat?
To me, Sacramento has played better than expected. But to me, because when we're talking about teams like this, we're talking about teams that legitimately are going to make the playoffs with a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Miami is definitely that team. They drafted their ass off.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero, who's from Milwaukee, who played 1 year at Kentucky. They drafted him in the first round. Everybody's like, yeah, he's a project. He's a shooter. Kid's shooting lights out. He's killing people. Their undrafted free agents are going off. Miami is definitely the surprise team in basketball.
Now, if I asked you both, what's the bigger surprise, how good the Heat have been or how bad Portland has been, which one are you going with?
Probably.
I'm going Miami's the bigger surprise.
Probably Miami, only because Portland, they've shown some success. They've always been like a player or two or a step two or around away from the championship or winning a champion. You know what I mean? Like they've always been like right there.
I would say Miami, because Portland's not out of it yet, and Nurkic has been out. If Nurkic comes back and they continue to crap the bed, but look, Melo last night, yeah, his shooting percentage wasn't great, but he played his old team, the Knicks. And he was a plus 12 or plus 16 in the box score. And he gave him 16 points. And he got 4 rebounds. And he got 3 steals and a couple blocks. He's a nice little stopgap until they get healthy. I'd say another big surprise to me is how bad Utah's been when everybody anointed them as a top 14.
You know, excuse me. I was looking. This is the first time I can remember in a while where you've had two teams in the top 8 that don't have a winning record. in the West.
Yeah.
You're used to seeing that in the East.
Yep,
you're right. Right now, OKC is in the seventh seed, and they're 11 and 12.
I warned y'all, too, before the year, and y'all thought it's I was crazy. I said Chris Paul's going to have a year, and he's going to come back, and people are going to realize he can still play. Chris Paul is balling right now.
Bro,
Chris Paul's
Suns
playing good basketball.
Are eighth. The Phoenix Suns.
That's another big surprise.
Are in
team.
The eighth seed in the West right now, with a losing record of 11 and 12. Yeah, they're tied with the Thunder for a record, and they're in the eighth seed. Yeah. Craziness.
I mean, I guess you kind of give credit to Silver for that parity that he's been looking for. I mean, yeah. Doesn't that represent some parity?
I think it fell in his lap. I don't think he did anything. I think just the demise of the Golden State Warriors was enough to create parity. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, they're so bad this year.
Yeah, but you know what? They're going to be real good next year, especially if they get a high lotto pick.
They get the number one pick.
And they get healthy with Draymond and Steph, and they're going to trade D'Angelo Russell for some kind of an asset. They're going to be – look out. That's a one-year hiatus. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right, we got 90 in the books. Still 90 to go. Second half of the show is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Your mama done with you more than once. You're
trifling. Good for nothing type of brother. Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second half starts now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a way back Wednesday. In the big city, Nick pulling a Ken Hoffman favorite, the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Is this number one?
No, I don't really have a number one on this list. I was just being dumb.
Oh, so you're just misleading the listeners again.
I was just being dumb.
Okay, so call it a day.
I don't think I have a terrible list.
Well, I didn't say that. Well, you did, Barry. Barry's implying it.
I mean, the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, God, did you?
That was Barry.
You did?
Yeah.
What, they want money?
Yeah, opportunities. Let's make lots of money. That's greed.
Okay.
What do you...
I'm not questioning it. I'm questioning your choice in the band, but all right.
The last two are a little suspect, but I got them from a list, so...
You pulled Madonna, too, didn't you?
I did. Material Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Totes.
Not a fan.
Totes my goats. I sure did. Since you want to talk sports, Joel...
Put it on me. That's fine.
The Red Box Bowl... Not
First
going
of all,
well
the
for
Red
them.
Box Bowl.
At the Red Box. We need the Red House Bowl. Now that would be fun. Right?
At the Red House
Bowl. That would be great. We could have the Red House Bowl. But the Red Box Bowl is Cal versus Illinois. And on their promos, they have Cal State. Not the same thing as Cal.
Not the Cal Bears.
That's like saying Texas and then is in your bowl and then you put Texas State. Definitely not the same thing at all. Then that was one half. And then on the other side, they have Illinois, but they used a helmet that's like 4 years old. Because somebody was like, that's not even the correct helmet for Illinois. It's like orange with a blue eye, not a white eye. The white eye is like 4 years old. So they just completely butchered the two teams that are in their bowl.
At least they didn't do the Indian head with the headdress, which used to be for the Illini. Yes, so
they had to get rid of that. Huh?
That would have been bad.
That went bye-bye.
That would have been very bad.
Yeah.
Might be good to get your members of your bowl correct, though. That would probably be a good thing.
I think the bigger thing, too, is when do we start paring back how many bowl games we have?
I'm a big fan of cutting back on them.
I think when you get 6-6 teams that are just giddy because they're bowl eligible, it's one thing if you're like Illinois State and you got a shot for the first time in forever and a day. But if you're Texas and you're hoping that you're one of the 3-6-6 teams that gets an invite to the Meineke Car Care Bowl or whatever it is.
Don't you disparage the good name of the Meineke Car Care Bowl. I'm with you. I think bowl games should be maybe the top 24 teams in the country bowl games.
If that, but yeah.
The other thing that's really disturbing
is if you're going to host a bowl game like in San Diego every year, and it used to be a bigger deal, but even like the Holiday Bowl in San Diego and some of the other bowls, don't have a bowl game if you can only draw 1,000 people. You play them in an NFL stadium And then you get two teams to show up. And for a bowl game, you got less people than the blue-gray all-star game.
Yeah.
And you're going, well, then why are you having the game?
I'm with you. And no one cares. And I realize that it's money for the schools, but how much really? And there's the, I don't know. It just seems like it seems pointless. I would be curious to see what the ratings are. Like, does it make sense to even broadcast that game?
I would say the reason why they're having the game is twofold. One, they have their sponsors, and two, ESPN just wants every college game they can get and probably has a deal in place so that they televise most of the
games. Always boils back to money. The revenue is just insane. Yeah. So,
and you're right. Just to show up, they're getting good money.
Oh, sure. I mean, Cal and Illinois are going to get a nice little chunk from the Red Box Bowl.
It's nice when the Texas Bowl at least gives you Oklahoma State A&M? It's a pretty good game.
The Red Box as in like the movie Red Box? Like the Red Box, like you guys were making fun of me, Red Box?
Yeah.
So they still have that. It's impressive.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
They even call it a Red Box Bowl.
Yeah.
Who goes to the Red Box still?
No clue.
A lot of people.
What it's replacing? The Blockbuster Bowl, but it was close.
I think it's K-State, isn't it? Is it K-State in Texas?
I thought it was Oklahoma State and A&M in the Texas Bowl. I could be wrong.
Let me look it up.
I think they take the certain place team in the Big 12 and the SEC.
OSU. Yeah. Oklahoma State. It's usually they end up with like K-State or something.
Granado's
like that,
boy Chad Clay. biggest Oklahoma State fan in the city. He's going to have a field day with that one.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know what? When they show up for bowl games like that, and it used to be Mattress Mack was involved or whatever, mm-hmm. but these guys, and we've talked about this in the past, when you go to a bowl game, the schools make out, but the players make out too, because they do make sure each player's, oh my God,
gross.
They're goodie bags. They include electronics, flat screen TVs, Apple products sometimes. The players, when they talk about when they went to different bowl games, the goodie bags that the players get just for being in the bowl game, they're pretty good.
Well, is that legal, though? Can you?
Yeah, it is legal, because I asked the same question.
That's weird.
And it is legal, but depending on the bowl game that you go to and the sponsors involved and everything like that, players get
hooked
up. So
what do you think they get in the Texas Bowl? They give you, like, boots and a hat?
It may be part of it. A bundle of boots and a hat could be part of it.
A steak. Like, here's a ribeye.
Well, I'm sure there's other things. Well, if you just Google,
it's the Academy, right? The Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl now.
If it is, then that's a good thing.
So you might get some... Yeah. Because it was the Meineke Car Care Bowl.
You get a muffler.
Then it was the Advocare Bowl. And now it's the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl.
Oh.
I hosted, it was like my first year at the station after I won Rock the Mic. And ESPN used to have somebody host the pregame party for the Texas Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I hosted it in 2013. And nothing says Texas Bowl more than Minnesota versus Syracuse. What could be more Texas?
I bet Charlie was just beside himself.
And I was like, and I almost said that. And they were like, no, don't say that. You'll get us in trouble. But I'm like, it's Minnesota and Syracuse playing football in the Texas Bowl.
Yeah.
I think since then is when they
reevaluated
the Big 12 and all that and the SEC or whatever. So that's good.
Through the years, people have highlighted some of the goodie bags for players at bowl games, and when you start talking about flat screen TVs and stuff for players, especially college kids,
that's pretty good.
It's not bad. And they said sometimes it's better. It doesn't matter. Like when you're talking about here, they got a whole thing on SBNation.com bowl game gifts 2018, and they categorize them. So that and you were right though. But like some of the gifts that are most fun, they said the Frisco Bowl. You got Justin Cowboy hat, a beanie cap, coin pin football, and of course that's the Frisco Bowl.
What the hell's a coin pin football?
A coin, the commemorative coin of the game.
Oh, I thought you just combined three things into one.
I'm just reading fast, Barry.
Oh, you just skipped all the commas.
Hawaii Bowl, electronics gift suite, Oakley backpack, Oakley sunglasses, Tory Richard Aloha shirt. Shorts, swim trunks, performance T-shirts, beach towels. Okay?
Okay.
Orange Bowl. I guess when the gift suite means you get to go to the gift suite and pick stuff out. A Tourneau watch, which is very nice.
Is that nice? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, very nice. Personalized bobblehead of each student athlete. Sling bag.
Oh, they give you a personalized bobblehead?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
How about the Quick Lane Bowl, which was Minnesota, Georgia Tech?
You get an oil change.
Each player gets $175 at Best Buy. JBL wireless ear headphones. A life-size fathead decal for each participant of his own likeness. Backpack, shirts, mini helmet, football. Here's your Texas Bowl. You were right. Trip to the gift suite, Academy Sports and Outdoors gift card, Adidas backpack, belt buckle. So you were pretty close.
And a ride on a Brahma Bull right out in the back. Boys, you got to do it after the game, though. Can't get y'all hurt. That's a liability.
But, I mean, as a college kid.
That would be badass at halftime if they had a bull ride. It's like, well, it's the Texas Bowl. Send somebody out there. You know how they have, like, mutton busting with the kids? Mm-hmm. They should put a cheerleader on a bull and be like, hang on for 8 seconds, sweetie, and just send her out there on the field and just watch her just get annihilated by the bull. That would be a good halftime show.
Yeah, I mean.
The Texas Bowl, for sure.
You think about this. The Camping World Bowl, you got a $400 gift card at Best Buy. You get a backpack. You get
a tent.
And you get a watch.
You don't get a tent at the Camping Bowl?
Alamo Bowl.
That is the biggest Travis Sham mockery ever. You don't get a tent at the Camping Bowl. What?
Okay, you get a backpack. It's okay.
Well, okay, but then
you really want a tent.
It's the Camping Bowl. If you get a backpack, is that the back to school bowl?
I'm just. What is it? What is a vanilla Visa gift card?
I don't know what that is.
So the Peach Bowl, you get a $300 vanilla Visa gift card, Fossil watch.
I don't know.
Mophie Power Station XL, Amazon Echo Dot smart speaker, and a football. It's a Mophie is a portable charging station. But some of these are better than others. But how about the Military Bowl? You get a Dell mobile projector.
You get drafted.
You get a projector.
Military Bowl, you got to do 2 years of service.
No, I don't want to go. Please.
What do you think military people are going to be doing presentations? You get a projector.
Oh, okay.
You get $100 Amex gift card.
You get lined up in a firing squad.
Ice slides for the projector and a projector.
Wow.
Now you're talking, Barry. Fiesta Bowl sponsored by PlayStation, PS4 gift pack.
Oh, daddy likey.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's some good ones in here.
Speaking of likey, you know what she might likey for Christmas? Hoodie footy. She's going to love it. And look, if you want to heat up things this Christmas, go with a win-win. Get her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday at the same time. Guys, I'm talking about the super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. Let's face it, it is not easy during the holidays to, when it's cold, to make her hot. You know what I'm saying? The hoodie footy, that is the deal. That is the solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. So it's the best of both worlds. And, you know, I'm getting the wife one. I've already got my order in. I'm going to get it before Christmas. They're going to wrap it for me, so I don't even have to worry about that. And I'm bad at wrapping. I've told you, I can't cut a straight line to save my life. So the folks at Pajamagram are going to wrap it for me. They're going to make sure it gets here by Christmas. And I'm going to buy that for the wife, and 100% lifetime guarantee. I never have to worry about it going bad or messing up on me. It's that simple, guys. Do yourself a favor, too. Go sign up right now. Go order right now. Use promo code SAVE10. And the folks at Pajamagram, since they're celebrating their 10-year anniversary of the Hoodie Footy, they're going to give you $10 off an adult-sized hoodie right now. All you got to do is just go get an adult-sized hoodie, put it in the cart, and then put in promo code SAVE10 when you check out to get that $10 off. It'll make a difference, especially if you're getting one for the wife, and maybe you got a girlfriend also or separately. I don't know how you do it. But you can save $10 for everyone you buy. It's that simple. So go right now, log on pajamagram.com. Use that code SAVE10 to get $10 off. That's pajamagram.com. Save 10. Hey, when you check out, do me a favor. Tell them that Barry sent you in the comments there.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, through hour number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Just to kind of wrap up this whole gifts for the players in these bowl games, a lot of these bowl game gift packages that I was reading include a quote unquote trip to the gift suite. The gift suite are for participants of the game and often bowl VIPs, and you get an order form. You're allowed to select gifts or a gift up to a value that's predetermined by each bowl, not to exceed the NCAA limits for a violation. But again, they'll fudge it a little bit depending on how you go about it. But the NCAA allows each bowl to award up to $550 worth of gifts to the 125 participants per school. And schools can buy additional packages that they can distribute to participants behind that beyond that limit. And participants can receive awards worth up an extra $400 from the school, $400 from the conference. I'm telling you. Now you're talking about about $1,500 that you can cash in on.
That's pretty nice.
That ain't bad, right?
No.
And, man, I'm telling you.
Especially if – now, I wonder, do all the kids at the school get that or just
– 125 participants on each team. And they're like the managers and
really?
Coaching staff.
Wow. Sure.
Yeah,
so that's crazy. NASCAR Johnny said that the vanilla Visa gift card,
yeah,
just a gift card that can be used anywhere Visa is accepted.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Yeah, so I was just trying to see if like there was the best gifts ever on some of these, but I haven't seen it.
Somebody texted and said, "Where's the usual suspects Christmas party roadshow at? It's going to be at a Joel's house."
No.
Let me give you that address real quick.
It's going to be on the 20th at Nick's place, but it's going to start at Klein's Fine Jewelers in the morning.
Correct.
Doesn't involve us per se. I'm sure you'll be there. I may stop by. But it's an all-day experience where it starts at Klein's with the bench, and it carries over to the afternoon in which Charlie and us and the Blitz are going to be at Nick's place. And, of course, Granado is always there, and it just becomes a huge, fun festival fiasco.
It's a lot of fun.
It really is.
And I was going to take a vacation day, but I don't want to miss it. So I...
Nick has respectfully asked you to reconsider.
I was hoping you would take that vacation.
Yeah. I'm foregoing vacation so I can be there.
So you'd see us, Joel and I?
Party. No.
You did 2 years ago. You vacated.
No, I was on the road.
Oh, and Nick filled in, yeah.
Yeah, I was on the road. I wouldn't just miss the Christmas party, but I was, you know, I had a gig and I was traveling, so.
Yeah, but those are always a blast.
A lot of fun. And I'll be at my guy Mark Klein's place.
Yeah.
Hanging out prior to the show, and then we'll come over here and. No, we'll go to
Nick's place,
and do the show there and listen to everybody scream and make promises about next year. Get there drunk. And just like that's how we ended up with the shirts, because Todd and Gal promised us. After a few frosty adult beverages.
So if you get drunk at this Christmas party, we might get what?
I don't know.
Hats.
That would be good, right?
No, I'm just spitting out loud.
Usual suspects starter jackets.
I thought about actually going up in my attic and digging out. I have a winter jacket, starter jacket of the Rockets with the.
You should have.
With the logo, with the rocket with teeth.
Yeah,
I still can do it. I can pull that out. It's reversible.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, I'll bring that out. Find that. Yeah, I'll bring. You know, you obviously pick on me for everything. I found some of the Nike stuff that's coming back again. That's supposed to be so in that was back in the day. I wore it. And Nick goes, yeah, that's just old. I was like, okay, thanks.
I made fun of your North Carolina shorts because they were baggy.
I wore a jacket too, and you were just like, yeah, good to see you're wearing like a jacket from the 80s. I was like, okay,
no, I don't remember. It was members only, and it had the snaps on the shoulders and everything.
Go ahead and embellish. That's fine.
Hey, you know how we always talked about?
It was a London Fog jacket.
A London, dude, that's a blast from the past. I've never even.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you're good. You know how we've done those. Like audio clips where I might hear it differently than Barry does, than Joel.
Yes.
Well, I was just being dumb out and about, and I heard this song, and it always sounded like something different. And obviously, I was being a 12-year-old, you know, with my 12-year-old mind, and we do it sometimes here on the air. But I want you to hear this six-second clip, and tell me if you can hear what I hear, you think you hear.
Okay.
And it's basically a girl, a guy saying, this is what you're going to send me.
Okay.
But I heard it differently. You tell me what you got. It's only 6 seconds, all right?
Mm-hmm. You want to ride in the six. You want to dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some bitch.
The last word.
Probably send you some bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
See, I didn't hear. I heard the D word.
You want to dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some bitch.
I heard the B word.
It's pics. We're all wrong.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. But I was being like an immature idiot in the club, just saying the D word, just yelling it out loud, and this girl got aggravated with me. Oh, she's like, "You're being so immature." I'm like, "I really don't care.
I see no problem with that.
Really,
who would
don't
ever find
care.
A problem with you yelling the D word.
Like, even
out.
If you're drunk, why would you be mad about something like that?" But I thought it was funny, so I thought I'd play that clip because I know everybody I played it for, they've had a different.
Really?
That's the first time I've heard say bitch.
I heard bitch.
Yeah,
I
and Joel too. Said the same thing. Yeah. I've heard the D word. I've heard. Picks. Some people actually got it right. I've heard other names. I'm just saying. Huh.
That's interesting.
I like this game.
That's like Yanni and Laurel, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Remember Yanni and Laurel? You'd play it and people would hear two different words.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
So picks and D and bitch.
Yeah.
All rolled into one there.
Yeah.
Interesting. And you were singing it wrong in the club?
Yeah, I was just hammered and being dumb. And
oh.
Just,
so
did you know you were singing it wrong?
So
yeah,
because
I kept emphasizing the D word. You know, they know I was being dumb. You know
okay.
What I mean? So
again, I get the heat for this, but he's emphasizing the D word.
But
and
not on the air.
Still how you carry yourself in public.
Bar/club where everybody's intoxicated, I think.
Were there people dancing or were you
yeah,
just...
Yeah, everybody was dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That it wasn't like Spotlight.
That
Nick.
Doesn't sound like a good song to dance to, but...
That's a dance club song.
Who was
is
that?
It?
Yeah.
Who was
Loud
that?
Luxury. That's all they do is like EDM and dance type music. That's all they do. Yeah.
Loud Luxury?
That's what they're called, yeah.
Oh.
It's like a duo. It's like a tandem.
Never. Yeah. Ever heard of them.
I mean, you're not going to hear a lot about a lot of these EDM artists that are... They're like
true.
Internet famous.
Yeah.
They're not really...
SoundCloud.
Yeah, they're not like really, really famous people.
Okay.
I'm sure that's someone listening might know.
Back in my new wave days, that was probably true as well. Like, I knew groups that you would really only hear at the club. In fact, one of the songs on my list...
Pet Shop Boys?
No. Laid Back. White Horse.
Mm-hmm.
That was a song that was predominantly played at the club.
Uh-huh.
But then it did get some crossover success. But when it first got it to run, it was... another example, if you ever wanted to look it up, there's a song... by
Pet Shop Boys.
The normal.
Abba? Abba?
Yeah.
Fernando on your list?
There was a song by The Normal called Warm Leatherettes. Yeah. It was similar to an EDM. It was more of a new wave, but it was a club song. You would really only hear it, and you'd never hear it on KRBE riding around Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But so I could see that. I would see why I would never heard of, what was it, Lavish Losers? What was it called?
Loud Luxury.
Oh, Loud Luxury. Same thing. I didn't know what the hell they were called.
You get that in the gift bag, in the peach bowl. you get Loud Luxury.
Queso Peso.
I saw that.
He said, "I can't wait for the Christmas party. That's the day before my birthday. Shots on Joel?"
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Big fan of that idea.
No.
Either. No, I don't know if he means he wants to. Like,
I was just going to say, he's not taking any body shots off
of
me, and I'm not buying the shots because if I recall right, he was pretty intoxicated last year.
I think Queso Peso wants to do shots off your belly, Joel. I'm pretty sure he does.
And I think we should let him.
And I'm in. I think you should let him too. That's two votes to one. And that what you said yesterday? We vote on the show.
Done.
See how that backfired real quick.
Oh, I'm going to backfire if he tries to lick my belly button. I can tell you that right now. All right, 2 hours in the books. 1 hour to go. 60 minutes on the clock when we come back. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
It pays big money, but he sure can't spend it now.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.